This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel targets South Gaza and a northern hospital with dozens dead across the region. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
A strike on a home in Rafah, where displaced people were sheltering, killed at least 25 people, including women and children. And another hit killed at least three people, according to AP journalists who saw the bodies arrive at two local hospitals early on Tuesday. The IDF is pressing ahead with its offensive against Hamas, with renewed backing from the US, despite rising international alarm over the war's toll. The offensive, launched in response to Hamas's October 7 attack, has killed nearly 20,000 Palestinians, displaced some 1.9 million, and demolished much of northern Gaza. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The U.S. and a host of other nations are creating a new force to protect ships transiting the Red Sea that have come under attack by drones and ballistic missiles fired from Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen. At a joint news conference with Israel's defense minister, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says maritime attacks by Iranian-backed rebels in the Red Sea must stop.
These attacks are reckless, dangerous, and they violate international law. And so we're taking action to build an international coalition to address this threat.
Rescue workers in remote villages of northwest China are digging through the rubble of collapsed homes after the country's deadliest earthquake in years killed at least 127 people and injured hundreds more. Lava from a large volcanic eruption in Iceland appears to be flowing away from the only town in the area, offering hope that homes and lives would be spared, officials said Tuesday. For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A few quick headlines now. The UN Security Council is struggling to speak with one voice ahead of a vote expected on a new resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. The French government of President Emmanuel Macron battles to salvage flagship immigration reform following deadlock in Parliament that risks casting a shadow over his second mandate. A U.S. jury orders chemical company Monsanto to pay $857 million to seven people at a school in the U.S. state of Washington who said they were sickened by chemicals leaking from light fittings. NASA announces it has used a state-of-the-art laser communication system on a spaceship 31 million kilometers away from Earth to send a high-definition cat video. The draft language of a United Nations deal on climate change does not include language to phase out the use of fossil fuels, language that is being demanded by over 100 countries, including the United States, as well as the European Union's delegation. Reuters correspondent Matthew Liratonga reports.
The summit known as COP28 has been running for 2 weeks, and the impasse has set up a difficult final round of negotiations. Sources familiar with the talks have told Reuters that the UAE, which is hosting the event, has come under pressure from Saudi Arabia, the de facto leader of OPEC, to drop any mention of ditching fossil fuels. Although the language doesn't include ending fossil fuels as is, it does include other options, such as reducing the use of fossil fuels to achieve carbon neutrality around the year 2050 and ramping up technologies that capture carbon emissions to keep it out of the atmosphere.
The European Union is investigating social media company X, formerly known as Twitter, over a suspected breach of obligations in its first probe under the Digital Services Act. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
The DSA entered into force in November last year. It requires very large online platforms and search engines to do more to tackle illegal content and risks to public security. EU industry head Thierry Breton sent letters to X, Meta, TikTok and Alphabet after Hamas's attack on Israel in October. He reminded them of their obligations under the DSA to tackle harmful and illegal content. The platforms responded by highlighting steps they've taken to stop disinformation on their platforms. But ex-owner Elon Musk challenged the disinformation charge. X said Monday it's committed to complying with the DSA and is cooperating with the regulatory process.
I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.